You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 142. Today is the fifth in the series that I have been calling F It for Impact. And if you missed any of these episodes, I encourage you to go back. So the first was episode 134, and that one I talked about fueling your fortitude. So how to stay committed and tenacious when tough times come. And also some strategies to overcome some of the things that can throw you into questioning whether or not you should continue. So one of those was the problem of instant gratification. We live in this instant gratification world, but sometimes, well, most times, our impact is going to take a little bit. And so having the patience to sit through the waiting period and remembering that most others that look like instant winners, instant impact makers, probably had some of the behind the scenes things happening possibly for years before you even knew about them. Also, knowing your why, burning the boat, running your own race. So those are just a few of the things that I shared in that episode. Again, episode 134, go back and find it if you missed it. Then in episode 136, I talked about forming your foundations. So that's all about creating the structure that you need when you don't have a boss. If you're working for yourself to make your impact, you need to create that structure through good organization, calendar, having some specific office hours, whatever it takes to keep you committed and moving forward with enough structure and accountability. Then in episode 138, I talked about fulfilling your commitments. In this one, I talked about taking away that wiggle room between your words and your actions so that you will, one, be really intentional about what you say yes and no to, because two, you tell yourself that once you commit to something, you're going to have to follow through. When we leave ourselves that wiggle room, it's super easy to say yes to too much. Then we live with the energy zapping feeling of overwhelm, or we fail to follow through on our word and then feel really awkward or like we need to avoid certain people. So that's the kind of stuff that I covered in that one. Then I talked about fending off fear. That was episode 140. That is all about removing fear and false beliefs that you can stop you in your tracks and trying to overcome that lizard brain of ours that, you know, has a good purpose, but doesn't necessarily do its best work in the world that we live in now. So a lot of strategies about that. Today, I'm going to be sharing about fixing your focus. And just like the last episode that was kind of some brain exercises, this one's going to be the same. So fixing your focus, we get to choose what we focus on. And in every moment, we can be focusing on things we wish were different or things that are going well. And if we only focus on things like challenges, things that we wish were different, that can be de-energizing. And remember, we always want to focus on trying to keep our energy up, our focus intact, our tenacity there to make our big impact. So I want to share just a few strategies about maintaining a focus that serves you. So let's do a quick little illustration. I'm going to ask you, if you're sitting, how does your butt feel in that seat? I'm going to hazard a guess that a couple minutes ago, you weren't paying attention to that. But now that I brought it up, you're going to notice. How do your feet feel in your shoes if you're wearing any? If you're not, how do your bare feet feel on the floor? How do your hands feel on the steering wheel if you're driving? Our brains are taking in all kinds of information constantly from all of our senses, and we're the ones who get to tell our brains which are the most important things to focus on. So while you're listening to me, my hope is that your focus is here. If you're driving, you better be focusing there and on listening. But in the meantime, our brains are taking in all kinds of information about all kinds of different things. And we're just not aware because we didn't tell our brain to focus on that. Have you ever forgotten to tell your brain to leave in the ready where you parked your car in a large parking lot or parking structure? When we forget, what happens? It's not there for ready access when we come back to find our car. But if you tell your brain, wait, keep this ready for me, I'm gonna need this information soon, likely it's gonna be there. You know, even better, maybe you put it in your cell phone so you have a backup plan. But we have the power to tell our brains what to focus on. And the goal should be to focus on what you want, what energizes you. Another quick illustration, when you're walking in the forest, when you look down, you might see some old leaves from the previous year that maybe don't look as good as they did in the fall when they were full of color and on the trees still. Maybe there's some worms, some old branches. It's not that pretty. But a beautiful sight might be just in a different perspective. Shift your eyes up, and now you can see the sun glinting through the beautiful green leaves. The truth is that challenges come at us, and we have to address them, especially when they're emergencies. So if we're not careful, our focus can land and live there all the time, one challenge after another. We need to train ourselves to focus on the challenge, take care of it, but try to make it as small as we possibly can in our brains rather than telling ourselves a story that makes it bigger and badder than it really needs to be. Or if we're only focusing there and forgetting that in the nooks and crannies in between the next challenge, we could take time for some gratitude for looking at what has gone really well. Tony Robbins years ago shared this illustration. He was learning to drive a race car, and he kept almost hitting the wall. Finally, his instructor said, "Don't look at what you don't want to hit. You need to focus on where you want to go." So he kept veering in the direction he was looking. And that's what we do with our lives as well. So I'm going to encourage you, focus on where you want to go. Focus on what gives you energy. Focus on solutions, not problems. The problem comes at you, yes. But celebrate the fact that you have this great creative brain that you've been given that can come up with good solutions that you can implement. Focus on what energizes you, not what tears you down. Make challenges as small as you possibly can and quick in your mind. Don't dwell on them. Too often my clients, I find that they're, I call it kitchen sinking it. They're looking for more and more data to support how rotten everything is, how miserable they are. There are many times when I start working with a client who's thinking, I have got to leave my job. I'm running out of here. I ask them to commit for a period so that we can see if just shifting focus in the current circumstance makes everything more palatable. Maybe they're making a huge impact in their work and the frustrations could be smaller with a simple shift in focus. So I'll ask you, where are you making challenges bigger than they need to be? Where are you dwelling on them? Where are you talking about them too much versus shifting focus on what's positive, the impact that you're making, the things that are working? Look for things that are in your control and focus there. How often are we frustrated with a person, with someone that we can't change their attitude, their actions? We can make requests, but we ultimately don't have control. So find the things that are in your control, where you can communicate and ask for things to be different, where you can create a different mindset. If there's someone that frustrates you, maybe you don't get angry at them. Maybe it's hilarious. I'm not saying it's easy, but I do always look for ways to laugh at situations if I can. I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, but it's not a required response to always be frustrated and angry with everybody who disappoints us or acts differently from the way we wish they would. So one thing you will always have control of is your perception and your perspective. So where do you want to focus? And then what's the story you want to tell yourself about your situations? Those two things will help you continue to maintain great energy, tenacity, and focus on your impact. Find the things to celebrate. Find the things that will energize you. focus on problems just long enough to come up with great solutions, celebrate where you can, and keep moving forward. This world needs your impact. So implement the strategies that I've shared over these last 5 episodes in the Effort for Impact. So I publish 2 episodes each week. So the series actually launched every Monday for the last 5 weeks. On Thursdays is when you'll find my interviews with those who are making an impact around the world. So again, if you want to catch, if you've missed any of these episodes in this series, the first was episode 134. The next was episode 136, then 138, episode 140, and today's is episode 142. So you can easily find those by going to my podcast website. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and you'll see a whole list of all of my podcasts. So thank you so much for listening. And hey, reach out to me. Is there a way that I can help you? Or have you been getting value from the podcast? Let me know. You know what? That would energize me. I love hearing from listeners. So reach out. You can do so at my website, again, defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast tab. You can send me a written message or you can leave me a recording. So until next time, get out there and make your great impact and make it a great day.